brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Yeah, a fellow was just asking me at the end of the last hour, what does he do about his ex-wife who works for a sheriff's department, thinks the government's God, wants to inject their child with every new vaccine under the sun? Get on your knees if you have to. These government worshipers, all you want to do is save your son from brain damage and cancer. And so if you have to get on your knees to her to really get her attention and call her master, that's the type of thing that a power-tripping minion likes. And if it saves your child, it's worth it. I've always learned, you know, if you've got to prostrate yourself before someone to help them or to save someone, that's fine. It's important to subvert your ego and to basically turn it against itself. But to be serious, bring her all the news headlines with Gardasil killing women and not even protecting you. I have medical doctors on from the human papillomavirus. Give her the actual insert from the drug company. You can Google it and pull it up, where it admits that it causes cancer, infertility, brain damage. Point out to her, why do they give hepatitis, one of the most admittedly dangerous vaccines to newborn babies, when you only need it if you're an intravenous drug user or a prostitute? And just explain to her, look, you can't take, you know, all these unlimited vaccines. They're dangerous. I had the editor of the British Medical Journal on, a doctor, last night, talking about how it's admittedly a hoax, the H1N1. They'll give her a whole file of stuff. I know Charlie Sheen had to file an injunction basically against his wife, ex-wife, and that worked. And then he had medical doctors come talk to her. I don't know, but it's an important question. By the way, I've got to get an article, an article that doesn't just cover one facet, but that our specialty at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com is multifaceted, multivariate articles that hit things from different historical angles, so you get a full spectrum context. It's getting clearer and clearer that there is censorship with the oil spill, and that everything is pointing towards an inside job, the motive being getting the carbon tax passed that BP has spent billions of dollars of its own money lobbying for. Because itself, BP itself is a subsidiary of European private central banking houses. I noticed that articles that Paul Watson wrote and others about Bill Gates would not make it on Google. PrisonPlanet.com is accepted by Google News. Anything we write is instantly posted on Google News, but nothing about Bill Gates. We did tests and wrote other articles with Bill Gates' name in it. There is a block on Bill Gates, on negative news on Bill Gates on Google. Well, here's one out of the Examiner. BP buys Google Yahoo search words to keep people away from real news on Gulf oil spill disaster. They already have government of power, BP does, with the Coast Guard and people saying, sorry, you can't film the oil in America. You can't come to a public beach and film oil. You know, we'll arrest you. We have no law. We're just lawless thugs. And if you let them set the precedent on this, it's on anything. Just thugs telling you what to do. You want to live like they do in China or North Korea? Well, welcome to it, folks. You let them get away with all the things they do, it's over. And all the media does is tell you worship uniforms, worship government, you know, fancy outfits, just like why did the chief 1,000 years ago, you know, wear a headdress with big feathers that look fancy and official? You know, why does the Pope wear a big fish hat? Why does, you know, cops wear big fancy uniforms? It's like a rooster outfit. It lets you know they're the boss. Well, when they step outside the Bill of Rights and the Constitution, they're not my boss. You understand that? I don't care how many monkey outfits they wear. I don't care if they, you know, dress up like some third world general with 14 stars on their arm. I'm not licking your boots. My authority is the Bill of Rights and the Constitution. It's not backed up by some 10 star on some thug's chest. You understand that? It's backed up with my will. And I will defeat you, New World Order. I set my entire will against you. I pledge myself against you 100,000,000%. I pledge my soul, everything against you. My full will is set against you.
Remain in your houses. The President of the United States has declared martial law under Executive Order 11004.
Will they do it? Will they pull the trigger this time? We all pray they stand down, but an engineered crisis seems more likely with each passing day. Think it can't happen here? Executive Order 10990 locks down all highways. Executive Order 10995 seizes control of all media outlets. Executive Order 10998 controls all farms and food supplies. All these executive orders are now cocked, loaded, and waiting for the right crisis. So if you're worried about the possibility of martial law here in America or have questions about how to survive it, go to martiallawsurvival.com. That's martiallawsurvival.com. Go to martiallawsurvival.com right now.
You must remain in your houses until your bracelets are scanned.
You may be arrested and or subject to other police action.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
AirAndAqua.com is your one-stop shop for some of the most affordable air and water purification systems available on the market today. AirAndAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and our water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these harmful toxins. Did you know that your skin actually absorbs more chlorine while you shower than from the water you drink? AirAndAqua.com can help you eliminate dangerous chlorine from your water. AirAndAqua.com carries atmospheric water generators, glass water bottles, chlorine-reducing shower filters, air purifiers, water ionizers, filters that remove up to 95% of the fluoride in your water, whole house water purification systems, solar-powered lawn and garden products, water testing kits, and more. Visit AirAndAqua.com. That's Air and AQUAAqua.com. Or call 1-866-380-2782. That's 1-866-380-2782. AirAndAqua.com. Purify your life today.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, Helen Thomas has now retired. Drudge Report has the headline, Helen Thomas sent to Poland. Remember, she said there shouldn't be any Jews in the Middle East, in Israel, or in the surrounding Palestine. And she's now retired. She could hardly talk in the little video piece she did about, you know, Jews need to go back to Poland and Germany. So remember David Brinkley kind of flipped out on TV, and then he retired and a few months later was dead? Helen Thomas retires in the world of political journalism. It's the end of an era. Helen Thomas has retired just months shy of her 90th birthday. A longtime White House journalist has covered every president since Dwight Eisenhower and broke several barriers for female journalists, but stepped down from her latest role, a columnist for Hearst Newspapers. That means she got really was about to get fired. They said, retire or fired. In the wake of the controversial remarks made in late May about the need for Jews to get the hell out of Palestine and return to Poland and Germany, Helen Thomas announced Monday that she is retiring, effective immediately, wrote a statement from Hearst Newspapers on Monday. And the Speaker's Bureau she was part of got rid of her, too. Her decision came after her controversial comments about Israel and the Palestinians were captured on videotape and widely disseminated on the Internet. You know what? I'm against her being fired or her resigning. Just like at the end of the day, I'm against the Texas Film Commission pulling funding for the film Machete. Whether you agree with something or disagree with it, it's just dangerous in this age of censorship to see people punished for what they say, especially when the government's announcing they want to shut down everybody's free speech. You know, the media made a big deal out of the YouTube video, and he was going to retire anytime anyways, and it's just a dangerous, chilling effect, and but a lot of people will celebrate that. So there you have it. All right, I'm going to take a few of your phone calls. I'm going to get into the economic news in a little more detail. Let's go to Curry in Florida. Curry, thanks for holding her on the air.
Sure thing, Alex. Clearly, we are in the midst of a major paradigm shift. It's so exciting to see three Bilderberg articles linked up prominently on Drudge with a photo of an anti-NWO banner. I was calling to see, have you heard about this Cartoon Network show that did a fluoride propaganda episode last night?
No, but they now admit that almost all TV, fiction and nonfiction, is government-financed brainwashing, and everything I see is pro-fluoride, pro-microchips, pro-warrantless blood-taking, just in kids show after kids show. The mailman will show up and say, I need blood to give you the mail, and they give him a little prick, and it's fun. You know, they like have a little robot go, dude, and painlessly take the blood. Everything's anti-family. Everything's global carbon tax. It's just total brainwashing. And parents turn their kids over to the school for 8 hours a day. Then the parents cook dinner and watch the football game while their 8-year-old's watching the cartoons. All brainwashing. Tell me about the program.
It's called Squidbillies. Basically, it's, you know, the talking octopi, the characters or caricatures of redneck hillbillies. In the episode, one of the Squidbillies holds an anti-water fluoridation protest where he gives a speech and he says, quote, Barack Hussein Obama is putting fluoride in our drinking water to sterilize our testicles. And as a result of the speech, all the Squidbillies, they go down to the river and discharge their shotguns into the river, you know, to kill the fluoride. And then as a result of killing, as a result of killing the fluoride, all of their teeth rot and fall out.
Yeah, I mean, really, you're kidding. They actually aired that.
I couldn't believe it. Blew my mind.
Well, will somebody get it and put it up on YouTube? We'll get a blurb up. All this is going to do is wake people up. Look, statistically, almost, I mean, literally, what, the last 5, 6, 7, 8, I haven't seen them lose. It's become big national news. Every international spelling bee is being won by U.S. homeschoolers. Here's the U.S. behind every industrialized country for education. But number one, winning all the international spelling bees, geography bees, science fairs, and math quizzes. I mean, literally, last time I saw it a few years ago, it was 6 or 7 times in a row homeschoolers had won the international spelling bee. But it doesn't matter. I've been in a Dillard's, and I don't go shopping more than once or twice a year. And I was in a Skechers buying a pair of boots, motorcycle boots, years ago, and saw homeschooled spelled wrong with an image of an Airstream trailer on the front. And so you got these fluoride Prozac head kids who don't know how to read and write public school, but they know how to act cool and get sexually transmitted diseases and how to snort cocaine and how to take Ritalin. And then they go buy shirts making fun of the homeschoolers. So that's basically what's going on. And that's just another example, and I do see it in movies and TV, where the idiot, crazy child abuser is against vaccines and water fluoridation. So the Squidbillies are evil creatures that shoot shotguns at the water, believing that can kill the fluoride, and they know that Barack Obama wants to destroy their... Well, I mean, you know what? What's funny is you can print off literally hundreds of articles a year where they admit that suddenly most of the frogs and fish are sterile in reservoirs that have treated water being dumped into them because of the fluoride and the birth control runoff, you know, that's passed through women. So I guess, you know, really the Squidbillies are sterile. So all their teeth fall out. I mean, that is, of course, now the American Dental Association recommends children under 6 don't brush with it because it causes dental fluorosis and weakening of the teeth and bone cancer. But, I mean, I tell you, Curry, is this not desperate?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, it's so obvious that the tide has turned in the info war, Alex. Everybody's waking up. I mean, of course it's desperate. Just look at the Bilderberg coverage right now. It's incredible.
Yeah, look at the Drudge Report. It says, down with your New World Order. In fact, I don't have the Drudge Report up. What's the white sign in Spanish say exactly? Oh, I must have already let him go. Here, let me load it. I don't want to give out wrong information. Here we go. Oh, they just pulled it. They just pulled the articles. He just changed it. Since Friday, he's had two of my articles up. But I guess Bilderberg is over now. He had a... If you want to see a screenshot of it, you can go to Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. And I shot a video this weekend that Aaron Dykes edited, did a great job on, Burning the Midnight Oil, titled Alex Jones, Bilderberg Group Running Scared. We have a screenshot of it, but I believe it said in Spanish, no to the Bilderberg Group or no to world government. No, no to the New World Order. What did it say? Oh, yeah, we have the sign now. It says stop the New World Order. Another sign says no to the New World Order, stop Bilderberg assassins. So there's a whole bunch of signs. But I mean specifically the sign they had up on Drudge. Doesn't matter. Pointless factoid. It's just that Drudge had that up on his site. It's over. You can't tell us there's no international bankers selling derivatives to destroy our economy. We have the Goldman Sachs emails. We have them. But more than that, the public all heard me 7-8 years ago calling out Goldman Sachs selling the derivatives. I mean, it's over, okay? We have total credibility. And that twit Chris Matthews is going to have some distorted hit piece on the 16th. What, coming up in like 8 days, 9 days, demonizing Rand Paul and myself. Rand Paul's poll numbers went up when you said he was a racist wearing Nazi underwear. Everyone knows you're full of baloney. You get up there and say, I don't want government health care because I'm a racist. What? That's asinine. Good. Keep it up. More lies, more propaganda. We'll keep telling the truth. We'll see who wins. Well, they're coming in trying to restrict free speech now. They're panicking. Rudy in North Carolina, then Eric, Tim, and others. Rudy, welcome.
Hey, how you doing, Alex?
I'm doing well, sir. Thank you for calling.
Real quick, I live in Charlotte, North Carolina, Mecklenburg County. About a month ago, the Board of Commissioners was saying how if you live outside the city of Charlotte and within Mecklenburg County, the police department will not come to your call.
That's right. All over the country, they're laying off 144 cops down to 42. That was a case in Pennsylvania, another case in Ohio. The police have announced that they're going to stop responding to real crime in most areas and only write tickets. They're only there to get money. Sorry, go ahead.
Also, Mayor Fox said that other communities will not be able to use our helicopters, won't be able to use the crime units, facilities, anything like that. Also, Alex, if people go to the October 2009 issue of Popular Science, page 34. At the bottom of the page, you'll see that General Electric are making refrigerators, microwaves, and everything that's being tested in Kentucky that the government will be able to shut down all your appliances. So it's in writing. So if they go to the library, look at Popular Science, 2009, October, page 34 at the bottom, it'll be verified.
Well, do me a favor. Will you photocopy that and send it to me or email me the actual date because that's useful? But I'm telling you, I have no exaggeration over 15 years on air. I have seen more than 100 government documents and news articles. I saw one last week where all new refrigerators by law, all washing machines, everything, they're phasing it in, just like they can tell you what type of light bulb, what type of toilet. That's to set the precedent. Everything will be remote controlled, and get this, through the power, because they can now send commands. It's called data over transmission line through the power cord. And I would guess that report talks about that. The power cord has a switch in it that recognizes data. And so everything is going to surveil you. And already the power boxes are doing it. Already all the new big air conditioners. I mean, all of them are coming out with remote control. The compressors. I mean, is this not crazy, Rudy? Rudy, you gone? I know, he hung up. Rudy, email it to showtips@infowars.com. I'm so glad you called about that. Folks, we're not making any of this up. It's total prison. Everything's being turned into a prison. And they're going to raise taxes. They're not going to fix the roads. They're going to get rid of the cops. It's just going to be hell.
The problem.
How do I
cook food without power?
How do I light my home with no electricity?
How do I get emergency radio broadcasts?
How can I make safe drinking water?
When your power goes out, the solution for cooking, baking, home lighting, listening to the radio, and producing clean water is the Family Emergency Kit from Caro Stove. Caro Stove has been in business for over 12 years with the largest selection of kerosene stoves and family preparedness supplies in the U.S. Now, get the Family Emergency Kit at kerostove.com for only $4.29 plus shipping, a savings of nearly $200. It's perfect for off-the-grid living. Call 888-395-1164 today. That's 888-395-1164 and ask about weekly specials or check the specials online each week at kerostove.com. Again, call 888-395-1164 or go to kerostove.com. Caro Stove, for family emergency solutions.
Let me tell you a little bit about one of our great sponsors, HomeGain.com. This is the place to get you started buying or selling a home, finding a realtor, and getting any real estate questions answered. Go to HomeGain.com and see what I'm talking about. All you need to do is type in your home address, and you will get an instant free estimate of your home's value online. This is a great way to be able to monitor the value of your home. And again, it's absolutely free. There are tons of tools to help you. For instance, if you want to remodel your home, go to HomeGain.com. Use their Home Sale Maximizer to help you determine which home improvements can most increase your home's value before you put it on the market. For 10 years, these folks have been helping home sellers and buyers. Visit their link at InfoWars.com. Look for Max, the orange Home Gain Gorilla, to help you with any real estate needs you might have. You'll love this site. It's HomeGain.com. HomeGain.com. Check them out today.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
Fatigue, headaches, allergies and asthma, chronic disease. Is your home making you sick? Here's a fact. Our indoor air quality is getting worse, and the causes include chemicals, toxic gases, dust, pollen, dander, and even chemtrail particulates. To rid your home of these contaminants, get the best-priced air purifiers in the industry at airfiltersandpurifiers.com. Our air purifiers are specialized to fit your needs, from allergy sufferers to the sleep-deprived to the chemically sensitive. And with no tax, free shipping, a 5-year warranty, and a 30-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose. And healthy, purified, clean air to gain. Call us at 800-499-2418 or go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off when you use promo code GCN. Call 800-499-2418 or go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com. Your trusted advisor for clean air.
Folks, you're supposed to be ranting and raving about tyranny. You're supposed to be upset about it. Yes, everything. All cell phones, all clock radios, all microwaves. Everything is being designed now to be government remote controlled. They're phasing it in over the next 4 years. Depending on what appliance it is, within 4 years, everything will be government remote controlled. And your clock radio will turn on and give you warnings. Oh, the tornado's coming. and your TV will turn on and give you orders. You're going to get auto dial calls from Homeland Security. That's already started. You're going to get weekly visits in your neighborhood by the Green Police. I mean, you want to be a slave? You got it. I shouldn't laugh. It's just so sick. Oh, heaven help us. Heaven help us. And there's going to be unlimited money for surveillance and SWAT teams. No money when you get mugged. No cops. When your house gets burglarized, they're not coming. Just like they don't come in most cities to car accidents now unless they got to get it off the road. Just like they don't come when your car gets stolen. Hell, I had a car stolen in Dallas 15 years ago. The cops wouldn't come. And I politely hung up on 911, and they showed up with guns out saying, "You don't hang up until we say you can, boy." And I said, "Yes, sir. I'm a scum American. Yes, sir. I'm scum. You're God. I'm scum." That's basically what happened. All right, I'm gonna settle down now. I just can't handle it anymore. Oh, boy. World stocks hit by fears over U.S. jobs and Hungary plunging. U.S. $13 trillion debt poised to overtake GDP have more debt than the entire gross domestic product. That's called being slaves. Oh, there's the headline. Bilderberg's 2010 New World Order. Drudge just put this headline back up. I've never seen Drudge do that. Take headlines down, put them back up. Well, thank you, Matt. We appreciate it. Well, Matt, I have heard, does listen to the show. Bilderberg 2010, Between the Sword and the Wall. And then it's got our final list of participants from PrisonPlanet.com under it. It says, "Stop the New World Order." That's what he has up on the Drudge Report. How do you like that? By the way, Rob Dew just came into the office. He confirms that he has that TV show about the squid people. I guess it's his favorite program. And he taped it. I think I've even seen that channel surfing. And yes, you are a toothless piece of trash if you don't want to drink fluoride. Doesn't matter, it's a deadly poison. Just shut up and drink it. So, hey, why don't you tell Dew to get a camera hooked up, and I'll shoot like a one-minute plug about it, and then we'll take that and throw it up on one of the YouTube channels. That's a good idea, just to show people the brainwashing. But, folks, it's any show. I mean, again, is that a free society? Is that a free society when they take your baby's blood at birth without asking and put it in the Pentagon database? When they face scan you walking down the street and license plate scan you? When they take blood at checkpoints without warrants? When they naked body scan you and save it and make fun of your naked body on record now and admit it? When they remote control the appliances in your house and your thermostat and your air conditioner and your water? Is that freedom? Is it freedom when every facet of your life is run by government? No. No, it's Big Brother. And look at gold, ladies and gentlemen. Gold went up $20 today. $20. In fact, and it's been gyrating between $20 and $15 as the globalists try to go in and drive down the price of gold. Let's see where it is right now. It's up $19.10. So it was up $20, went down to $18, going back up to $20. That's in one day a $19-plus increase on the yellow metal. And why? Because they gave him $160 billion, did nothing in Europe. They gave him $1 trillion. They gave him $2 trillion. Nothing works. It's like saying the drug war isn't working. The bigger the drug war gets, the more drugs are on our streets, the more people in prison. It's working wonderfully. That's like saying, oh, Hitler's killing all these people. It's not working. And Hitler's like, no, it's working quite well. You expect me to talk? No, Mr. Bond, I expect you to die. You understand that? They want to implode the economy. This is what they've done in the third world over and over again. They're doing it by design. Now, the euro, they wanted to just rob nation by nation. But the fact that they're so greedy that they can't even control their own speculators and that Europe is fully imploding is endangering their whole apple cart. Because we're there exposing them. So you think stuff's bad now, folks? It's only going to get worse. All right, we're going to cover some financial news that is vital. Then we're going to Romania. Paul Dornanu, who just got back from Bilderberg, he'll tell us what happened on Saturday and Sunday. We'll get a quick little 10-minute report from him. And more of your calls and tons of geopolitical vital news straight ahead.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, CrossbreedHolsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
There's a gun and ammunition just inside the doorway. Use it only in emergency. Better you should pray to God, the Father and the Spirit.
Well, my friends, you don't want to miss the last hour today and tomorrow. It'll be Paul Watson's maiden voyage from England, co-hosting the show. I'm going to throw him in the deep end and let him do the last hour live by himself. Of course, Watson is a veteran news reporter for a decade and been a guest on countless syndicated radio broadcasts, so including this one. So it's not really throwing him in the deep end, but I do want to see what he does by himself. Covering news, and I've really given him no guidance. We'll see what he thinks is important, what he covers, what he goes over, and he may even take some calls. Now, I also want to continue with open phones today in this hour and the next, ahead of his Red Coat Excellency coming on in the last hour today. And we do have people popping in also from Bilderberg 2010, like Paul Dornanew coming up here in just a few minutes. Because our last reports were on Friday. We got Tucker coming on in a couple days. He's flying back today from Sitges, Spain, side of Bilderberg 2010. I've got to say, probably the most memorable in history. They're routed. They said, quote, "We're just about whipped on our global warming takeover, our tax." The whole world's waking up to them. They're in thousands of newspapers now, literally hundreds in Spain alone, hundreds in Germany. It's just... So I don't know how many articles they're in. I know you Google the term Bilderberg and you put it in different search functions, and it's hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of articles that you just see right there on the surface. So there's a complete implosion of their operation. The problem is they're going to try to launch a war with Iran as a political distraction, and that comes directly from the Bilderberg Group sources. People say, oh, well, you know, what are your sources? Well, in media, we can't give you our sources, but they have a lot of secretaries. They have a lot of financial planners. They have a lot of people that work with them. There's also guests and their senatorial aides and people like that. Okay? I mean, look at the track record of the info Tucker's gotten. It's gold. Jim Tucker's for real. Look at how many predictions he's made that have happened, unfortunately, via the info he got from Bilderberg. We wish that they weren't in power. We wish that they didn't have not complete control, but they're able to steer and twist world events in many cases the way they want. Until now, they're having more and more failures because you are taking action and we are revealing them. And the people that say we're kooks because there's a world government run by bankers, they look like lying kooks now. The people that say fluoride's good for you or mercury's good for you or vaccines are good, people are now reading the vaccine inserts and finding out they're being lied to. And they can have shows for kids like Squidbillies, where fluoride's good for you and you're toothless hillbillies if you don't drink it. That's only going to wake adults up. It's over, okay? It's over if we just take action. Yes, the globalists are going to stage terror. Yes, they're going to try to shut down the internet. Yes, they're going to bring in police states. But at least the battle's joined, and we know they're not invincible. And we've shown people they're not invincible. And if we just take action, it's over. It's over if you get up off your butts. If we all collectively get off our enormous butts and do something, we can change history here for the better. The other alternative is degradation and slavery of a high-tech version we've never seen before. Let me tell you, it ain't pretty. Okay, now here's the deal. Gold is up almost $20 today. The bankers about an hour ago tried to drive it down. It failed. It's at an all-time high today right now. An hour ago they tried to drive it down. It's come out in congressional hearings that J.P. Morgan especially is trying to fix the gold price, but they're failing because Europe is basically sold out of gold. They're reporting their mints are sold out. The pawn shops are sold out. Premiums are exploding. And I wanted to briefly bring Ted Anderson up before we go to Paul Dornanu joining us from Romania. Because, Ted, you've got some other news headlines for us on the economy. Bloomberg's reporting with their chart yesterday that made international news that within just a few years, our GDP will be less, our gross domestic product, everything we make, will be less than the debt. So the bankers set up fractional reserve banking, so it's physically impossible to ever pay it back. It's made up. We either say no to the fraud or we're done for. And as long as we get that message out so people have an alternative, we can bring these people down. But I wanted to bring Ted Anderson up, 31 years in the gold and silver business, 14 years with Midas Resources, or maybe even longer. And here he is joining us today. Ted, thanks for coming on.
Yeah, hey, thanks for having me up, Alex. And the way you said it is exactly right. There was a sell-off this morning, but all those losses were erased immediately, and now we're about $10 away from the all-time peak for gold. In the U.S. dollar, I should say, quoted.
It's already the all-time peak in Europe.
Yeah, it's already in the all-time peak in Europe. We've seen 1241 already today, and currently right now trading at 1240.10. I mean, Reuters is writing about it. I seen the article in Bloomberg. The Hindu has a big article in gold on how the people in India are just, they're buying gold, especially jewelry and bars. I mean, my wholesalers are out there in Europe right now trying to buy francs, and they're trying to buy the British sovereign, and they're just not getting enough material. It's really getting tight out there.
You've been around for 30 years, and so when you're having trouble getting it, I mean, it's running out everywhere else.
It is. I can tell you right now, 30 years ago, I could have bought bags of junk silver, and silver was running up over $50 an ounce, and there was no shortage. Right now, we're sitting in a position where it's hard to, you know, you have a hard time buying Krugerrands and Maple Leafs. I mean, the Krugerrand, the South African government turned up their production, and they're making it, you know, it increased 25% over the last high.
That shows that we have a fixed market, because when, you know, say in Venezuela, when they fix the price of milk and they claim that it's in U.S. conversion you know, $3 per gallon, but you can't find it anywhere. So there's a black market where it's $8 a gallon. That's price fixing. So they say gold is $1,239, up $19.30 today, but in reality, it's sold out and there's giant premiums. So the market is showing that gold is really closer to $1,500 an ounce right now. But Ted Anderson, being the free marketeer that he is and the patriot, he bought gold and silver when it was over $100 lower, and he's still selling it to you, but he's almost sold out of everything, and then the price will go up. So do not screw around. Ted, explain this to people and give folks today's offer.
Sure, I will. Absolutely. Right now, the Walking Liberty half is still at $9.75. That was the same exact price we talked about last week. The only coin that's edged up a little bit here is that franc, and My traders are saying that this coin has to be up in the 270 range, and I said, no, we're not going to do that. We picked them up to 265, but I got to tell you, there's so much pressure on that market. Right now, I'm hoping to get a good supply of the British Sovereign again. We've sold just a ton of those things, and the people that bought them are sitting on nice profits now. They really are sitting with nice increases.
Well, let's tell folks the coins you do have, though, Ted.
Well, the ones that we have right now is going to be the franc, and you get that one with the forecaster, a full year subscription to Bob Chapman's newsletter at $265 a coin.
But if somebody wants more than one coin, they can still get the $265.
Yes, they can. They can buy as many as they want at this particular time, but I can't say that that's always going to occur because the Europeans are the ones that are buying the gold coins right now, and this is a European coin. I import them. You know, I have to deal with the competition of that market, and the premiums are starting to rise, just like you said earlier. Premiums on U.S. Eagles went up by $100 an ounce here just a couple years ago, and Hank Paulson and George Bush was calling for, for the TARP bailout. I mean, that's what's going on in Europe right now, and it's not going to stop in Europe. It's coming right back home here to the United States, and we're going to have problems just like that. And if people haven't come to their senses and decided to buy gold for their portfolio, I don't know how I can help them. I mean, Alex, I just need to tell you that $265 for a franc is going to look like a really, really good price later on because the market is moving away from that. And even though it's at a discounted price today, you know, you got to realize that people are sitting in the stock market, the bonds. If you have an IRA put away and you think that you're going to have something in the future, it's under attack. The United States dollar is not going to hold value as the Federal Reserve System turns on the printing presses and cranks out the debt machine and puts us in such hock. I mean, there's just no way that the United States dollar is going to fare well in that kind of an economy. You know, that environment.
Ted, tell folks about some of the other coins that you do have in plentiful supply. How are you doing on those silver half dollars?
The silver half dollars are there. You can buy as many as you want right now. I shouldn't say that because I don't know exactly what, you know, how many people will place orders on, but they are available right now. The junk silver is a great buy. I was able to reduce the price on $20 liberties, even though the price went up in the gold market, you know, almost a 40-point fluctuation today to $1,518 a piece. We have U.S. Eagles. I mean, there are many different coins that you can be buying in on and getting some good quantity in. But you know what? When this stuff comes from Europe and starts landing in the United States, this crisis that we're dealing with, it's not going to be pretty, Alex. All this stuff is going to go up. The premiums are going to have to rise because there's such demand right now. I don't know how to say it any more clearer than that. I mean, I'm not saying that gold can't fluctuate in price and be, you know, right now it's 1,240. It might reach a point of 1,220 again. But we hit that support level of 1,200, and the bankers tried to push it back down into that 1,180 range, and they lost that battle. It went shooting up to 1,240.
And this is happening in the summer when it's normally historically very low. 800-686-2237. Don't procrastinate, folks. 800-686-2237. The brokers will be there until later this evening. And Ted has had to go up a little bit on the franc. Still one of the best deals out there. Those silver dollars, you cannot beat that. Tell them it's the Alex Jones radio special to take advantage of these low prices. 800-686-2237. Ted, I really want to thank you for coming on with us today.
Yeah, hey, thanks for having me up.
Again, ladies and gentlemen, I hope that you will understand that global stocks are way down right now, that gold is shooting up all over the planet, all-time highs in Asia and Europe. 800-686-2237, and it also does support the network. Minus Resources owns the GCN radio network, so it's a win-win, win-win-win. 800-686-2237. Get into gold and silver today or go to MinusResources.com. 800-686-2237. All right. I apologize for having him hold while I was ranting, talking to Ted. He is Paul Dornanu. He visited with us a few years ago in Istanbul, Turkey. He's from Romania. He shot great video and took great photos that we used in Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, of that New World Order meeting. And I wanted to get a report from him because he was there Saturday and Sunday. And we're going to get later in the broadcast Mark Anderson to pop in from American Free Press. Once Tucker gets back, he'll give us any other intel he has to the United States in the next few days. Give him some time to rest, though. But the incredible news is that the Bilderberg Group, for the first time ever, not unanimously, but the majority of them, do want to go ahead and have a war against Iran as a political diversion, and they want to continue to implode economies and go after our Second Amendment. But Paul Dornanu just got back to Romania, and he can also speak to world stocks hit as Hungary is the latest European nation to be fed on by the bankers. So, Paul, good to have you with us.
Hi, Alex. Good to be back.
Good to have you here. We're going to have you for this segment and the next. The website's infocon.ro, infocon.ro. Incredible photos and videos and research up on your journal, your online journal. But what else did you witness before you left on Sunday to go back to Romania? A, B, The Guardian reported, and we got Skelton coming on later as well. The Guardian reported that they did finally arrest and detain people. Go ahead.
Yes, Alex. I've heard about the arrest and detaining people. From what I know, there were some people, some guys that tried to climb on the hills and in the forest to try taking closer pictures. And actually, I've managed to see some of those pictures online. I haven't tried this year, you know, because last year we have had problems with police in Greece. We've been detained twice in Greece. We actually haven't tried to do anything stupid this year, but we only stayed at the entrance of the hotel where basically we were able to make dozens of pictures with attendees coming out and coming in to the Dolce Hotel. And among these people, I can name, for example, the head of Daimler AG, Daimler Chrysler company, Dieter Zetsch, or whatever it's spelled, and another one, the chief for Airbus, Tom Anderson. Those are two new names that we managed to take pictures of. And I think you saw the video in which a guy, probably not sure who is from a Fiat company, waved the V sign on us. So I even said, whose victory is that, ours or their victory? I think you saw that video.
Wow. What do you think of the Bloomberg reporting that, okay, there is a big cabal, there is a world government. I'm going to read over some of this in the next hour. And you can't blame the public for being into conspiracy because it looks like it's real. And that the Federal Reserve told Bloomberg that Bernanke wasn't there, though people reported seeing him there. And I've seen the media lie before in 2008 and say that Bernanke wasn't there, even though I saw him with my eyeballs at 3 feet away as he drove in, and we got video and others got photos of him. They lied about Obama and Hillary being there in 08, but they were there. We know that. Bill Gates tried to lie about it, but got caught being there. I mean, more and more, they're trying to hide the fact that they're attending this.
Yes, for certain. There were people that they have been reported to be in there even right now at CityGas, but they are not on the final list that we are seeing. And they have a website right now, and I think they are forced, you know, to go public and try to minimize the event as, you know, being a private meeting, like a private company, which is not the fact. So what they're trying to do is right now is, you know, to try to hide the presence of some people that even I photographed a couple of people that are not on that list, and that's why I was thinking, is this list union or not, because the list is certainly not complete.
Well, that's another great point that you bring up, that you know, some of the people aren't attending this year, but you're seeing people who are attending that aren't on the list. And now we're seeing it all over the European press. We're seeing it all over the U.S. press. And the word from the inside is, from Skelton and from Tucker, is they are dejected. They know that their carbon tax is in trouble. They know that their entire agenda is being revealed.
Yes, they are scared. I can say for certain they are scared. And that's why I was actually wondering if it's our victory or their victory. That's why that guy showed us the peace sign. For example, I was telling you earlier that Ness, the guy from Zeitz posting, has I took a photo of him, and he doesn't appear on the participants list. And there are some
Stay there. We're going to ask a few more questions in the next segment of Paul Dornanu, joining us from Romania, Bilderberg 2010. This is very exciting news. Stay with us.
You worry. If you don't, you don't understand the situation. Hi. Summer's coming, and now's the time to learn self-sufficiency. If you're going to eat from nature's bounty of wild edible plants, remember, there's a learning curve. Experience is the best teacher, but that means time. To speed it up, you'll need to build on the wisdom of a teacher who has lived it. Author Linda Runyon is that teacher. Her Wild Food Knowledge Package is the crash course. The DVD gives you a 3-hour overview of her world directly from her. The book gives you an in-depth reference with all of the insider know-how you'll ever need. And her wild cards are your portable summary and cheat sheet for your field work. This 3-pronged learning system will take you from spectator to scholar to gourmet survivalist in weeks, not years. Folks, I can vouch that Linda's the real deal. She's my mom, and I watched her do it. So go to ofthefield.com or call 888-51-EAT-FREE. Start now. Knowledge is power. Better take action. I think a storm's coming.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com. Or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
You've seen our SinoFresh banner on the GCN website.
Yet your sinusitis is still a problem.
Are you waiting for your sinusitis to go away by itself?
Are you waiting for a SinoFresh discount?
Okay, here it comes.
But first, the facts.
67 other products merely treat symptoms.
And not the cause of sinus problems.
And 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress just like you. But now many are finding relief with the only patent-protected homeopathic nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of sinusitis. SinoFresh.
Now, here's your limited-time discount offer to use SinoFresh.
Call 888-906-3636 right now for $2 off per bottle when you mention GCN. That's it. Just call 888-906-3636 and mention GCN for a $2 discount.
But hurry, this offer is only for the first 1,000 customers.
Call 888-906-3636. 888-906-3636. Call right now for $2 off per bottle.
Mention GCN.
Buy SinoFresh.com. It works.
Coming up at about 8 after in the second segment of the next hour, for one segment, we're going to be joined by Mark Anderson of American Free Press, the intel he got Friday, Saturday, and Sunday at Bilderberg. Squeeze some more key info out of that reporter. Appreciate him joining us. And then Charlie Skelton, who's been a wealth of info in the London Guardian. The aftermath, he did get detained again this year after we talked to him Friday. So breaking news on that front. Because, folks, Bilderberg Group is as high level as it gets. It's a component of Club of 300. It's a component of Club of Rome. You know, the Committee of 300, it's a component of the Trilateral Commission, very highest level. And they are in trouble. They are upset. They know the whole world's waking up to them. Look at the news headlines. Look at the resistance. Look at how Obama, their savior that they wanted to sell world government with, is falling apart. The people are really waking up. This is so exciting. But we're far from winning here. We've got to accelerate the awakening with films like Invisible Empire, Endgame, Terror Storm, Obama Deception, Fall of the Republic. Now is the time to be reaching out and getting the word out, ladies and gentlemen. So get the films at InfoWars.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139. Going back to Paul Dornanew, finishing up with Paul. Paul, we really appreciate your great work there and the information you've been putting out to the public. Finishing up the point, you're saying you photograph people yourself who were not on the official Bilderberg list. They've been forced to now start their own Bilderberg group website, admitting global government and the rest of it. So they're trying to kind of hide in plain view. And you had one other point you wanted to make. Go ahead.
Yes, Alex, I just wanted to bring this up because Sunday there was no media coverage at all compared to the previous days where you had, you know, three, four, five even TV stations doing live broadcasts right from there. Sunday there was no press. So basically we were just only a few people there doing pictures and taking videos. And I'm not sure what happened, but I suspect Bilderbergers have started, you know, to put pressure on the local media from Spain not to broadcast anything.
Well, they have something called geo-filtering with videos and articles, and I know Google's doing it. They will not allow any articles that we write to go through the Google News system, though all our others are accepted immediately, and our video won't list under Google News when we talk about Bill Gates. So the name Bill Gates has a hold on it, and it came out today that BP is paying Google and Yahoo to block out negative searches on them. So we're really getting a 21st century example of censorship. They did not want it out that Bill Gates was in attendance.
Exactly. That's my point, that they're trying to, you know, cover this as much as possible, even if the big damage has been done already. And I think that's our victory in the end, managed to, you know, to expose them as much as possible. Whereas other people in the past didn't hear about Bilderberg, they now started to find out and question it. Even in the Bilderberg was exposed in the European Parliament, which is a great thing to happen to date.
Oh, it's incredible. I mean, it is not a complete implosion, but a serious blow. And if we press the issue, it could be a death blow. Now, the apparatus of world government's already in place, so it'll continue to move forward. But we are certainly slowing it down. And, you know, I mean, as one Bilderberg group member said, we're about whipped, according to Tucker. That's from an inside source on the global warming tax. I mean, they are in so much trouble right now. And I just can't express to people how exciting this is, because we're now addressing the actual controllers, not their front puppets that normally take all the heat for them. Well, Paul Dornanew, I want to thank you for joining us today. We look forward to talking to you again in the future. Infocon.ro is your excellent website. God bless you, my friend.
Thank you, too, Alex.
You bet. Great job there. Independent journalist out there. It's those type of fellows that are going to save the human race.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.